Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the morning drive. We want you to arrive alive. And we're going to be with you here on KingSkyRadioTV.com. I'll be your DJ for some easy hump day music. I am DJ Dove. And we're coming in from above with a nice flight for you. Prepare yourself for today. It's going to go your way. Though you will face some challenges, some things to keep you tuned up. Take it easy, stay on your toes, because that's the way it goes. See how smooth that is? You get to go in to work or wherever you may be. Glide and easy. The morning drive. Make sure that you arrive alive. Take your time. It's gonna be all right. Thank you for joining the morning drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. There will be some challenges today. You have meetings to attend, things to do. But I want you to understand a couple of things to help you get through this hump day Wednesday. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the world that's the problem. I think that people realize that as they go through the emotions and emotions of the day. It's the people in it, the people that are around you. You must stay focused on what your objectives are. You must stay clear to what you must do to make it better for everyone. It's always a team effort. When that negative person comes to you, there's a way to make proper adjustments to that. They're always looking for something wrong. But what they will find is something right about you. The way that you handle them, be it cleverly or with a sense of humor, pay attention to what they say, because it's what they do that's going to make the difference. This is some music by Rick Burnham, and it's called Silk. And we want you just to be smooth, because you are cool. KingScottRadioTV.com. I know you can do it. Just stick to it. Now Love Has No End. Michael Franks featuring Valerie Simpson. Come on with me. The morning drive, you're gonna arrive alive.
No, love has no end. No,
Wednesday here on KingScottRadioTV.com. Boy, it was a little chilly last night. I don't know where you are. KingScottRadioTV.com is a national and international station, and we're all over the United States. As long as there is an internet connection, even in Ghana and other places like that, you can still tune in to our show, be it the morning drive or night moves. Whatever we do, you can listen to. We're located here at 171 North Mechanic Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502. And that just so happens to be in the mountains. The mighty mountains of Maryland. Our phone number here is 240-522-4257. You can reach us here, and you can call directly into the studio at 240-362-7552. We've been around for about 16 years actually on the air, but when you add in the time of planning and developing and perfecting your craft, I would say it's been about 23 years. You know, this is not an overnight success story. It took some time to cultivate. And I'm telling you this for a reason. You see, people come into your life and they feel that they deserve what you have. Unfortunately, that's just the way the world works. They are in the world, but the world itself works just fine. Everyone has an opportunity, some kind of way, to make it. And you have to set your eyes on the sparrow and fly high. One of the things that we enjoy doing is embracing positive people. And you are going to run into today a very positive person. Make sure that you embrace them tightly. Make sure that you let them know that they are appreciated. Because the negative folks that are in this world is sometimes overwhelming. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. You're going to be in meetings today where a person is listening to your ideas and your aspirations to make the team better. Embrace that. Let them know that they're doing a great job at keeping it together. And when you do that, the same is going to happen with you. You let that positive energy out, and you'll bring that positive energy in. KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you. If you don't want to work with me, go ahead and free yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a little story for you this hump day Wednesday. You know, back in the day, young in my career, I was working for this particular company. And, you know, no matter what I did, they seemed to have had a problem with it. Finally, I was terminated. I made a decision on whether I should keep a particular section of the restaurant that I was managing open or closed because we were short of staff. And it was my goal to close one half of the restaurant down in the seating area so that we could get ahead of the workload. And I thought that was a pretty good idea because we could have that done early while I had the proper amount of staff. But at a particular time, certain staff was going to get off. So, ladies and gentlemen, I made the decision. I stuck by the decision. And the owner of the restaurant disagreed with me, And he, his son just so happened to work for the same restaurant in a capacity. And he did not care for me because he was one of those young guys that was privileged, and he just did not care for my type of personality. I have tried to be an upbeat person throughout my career when I was working for other people, positive and staying focused on the task at hand. So he brought me in and told me that it was a poor decision. One decision was a poor decision. And I explained to him the ramifications why I made the decision. And because of the pressure that his son was putting on him, he terminated me. So when I was going to pick up my last check, I was speaking to the secretary, and she was giving me all the information that I needed. And she says, "Wow, you seem awful happy." And I said, "I'm just moving on to my next journey. You see, you're going to run into bumps and blocks in the road and mountains to climb in your career. It's inevitable that that is going to happen. It's the way that you handle them." And I went on to go and get another job at the time, making more money and having more authority over situations like that. You know, when you work with family, you can experience favoritism within that structure. So I'm telling you this specifically because these things happen. It's a part of real life, and it's what you do. And at that time, I was very positive that I could find another job. And look what God did. He gave me another job, more money, and more responsibility. That is a testament to you learning that you have to roll with the punches sometimes. Sometimes you don't know the plans that's ahead of you. But as long as you put your faith, your trust in God, specifically Jesus Christ, you're going to be all right. KingScottRadioTV.com.
My ship is coming in just past the horizon. only see the worst in me. Can I tell you one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off,
can't help but to give God glory today.
When I
I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me, because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. My faith. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to put a bow on this one and send it out to you. We are in the Hump Day Wednesday, and I believe that you're going to make it a lovely day because it's your decision as to what you do. It's your decision on how you handle complex situations. Yes, there are going to be some people that get on your reserve nerve, but then there are going to also be people who brighten your day, and you have to play it your way. Be positive, stay upbeat and tuned. I want to talk to you just for a moment about how you can access KingScottRadioTV.com. I want to make sure that you can get to us always and forever. When you go to the site, KingScottRadioTV.com, you should see three lines up in the upper left-hand corner of whatever page that you're on. If you click on that, our menu will come up. And our menu consists of many different topics. It's all kind of lumped in there. But generally, the show that appears first is the one that we just have completed. You click on that, and then you have to scroll down to where you see the sound bar. And once you click on the sound bar, which is the little arrow, you will hear either my voice or one of the other DJ voices that we have here at King Scott Radio TV, and you can tune and listen to what we have to say, the music that we play, the sermons that we preach, the Bible studies that we put on. All these things are mixed in because we want people to be able to find us and to be able to click on any flavor that they want. The flavors are all positive and they're all going to taste good. Sometimes we make little mistakes here and there. I was talking to an individual yesterday and he says, well, sometimes the audio sounds a little muffled. Well, that's technology. Unfortunately, the consistency of the internet system is not perfect. It is a fluctuating thing and you just hope that you have it correct on that particular day. And most times you do, but you're going to run into some issues. FM radio is a little different in the sense that you are able to reach a station, but it's only in a certain mile radius. With KingScottRadioTV.com, you're able to reach all over the universe, wherever there is a internet station. So that's the difference. And, you know, that's why we have different styles of radio. And this is what we do. So we're going to play a little bit more music. I think we have time for another couple of songs, maybe even three. But we're going to do that. And we're going to end on a positive note. We have mixed in a little jazz, some R&B, and certainly some gospel. There are some excerpts in there where we're just sharing information, and that's part of what a radio format is. KingScottRadioTV.com. Ronnie Jordan, After Eight. Thank you.
I remember when we were driving in your car. go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs.
1979, Christopher Cross, we just lost him. Here's his music. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
Just
Well, we've had a mighty good time with you this morning on Hump Day Wednesday. I can tell you that the experiences that we've had, things that we've talked about, has been beneficial to humanity. And that's who we are here to serve. Ladies and gentlemen, King Scott Radio is dedicated to first Jesus Christ. And after that, it's our pleasures of music, our sound pound. And we want to give you the best that we have to offer. The last song that we heard by Christopher Cross was Sailing. And it said, "Soon I will be free." You see, we're only here for a short period of time. Make it count. Leave your mark. Leave it all behind. You have another place to get to. KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us on your PC or on your cellular phone. We are an internet station and we're connected all over the world where there's an internet connection. Tune in to us. Share us with others. We're here to please you. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am BJ Dove, and we come in from above. Joe Sample, Spellbound. Let's go.